Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Welcome back to Morning Dump, where we kickstart your day with a mental reset and some seriously good vibes. Today's topic? A big one. Taking care of your emotional well-being. You know, that inner landscape that shapes everything from your relationships to your productivity, even the way you sip your morning coffee. Because let's be real, life can throw some curveballs, right? And sometimes, it feels like our emotions are on a roller coaster, bouncing between joy and stress, hope and anxiety. That's why today, we're diving deep into how to nurture that emotional well-being and build a foundation of strength and resilience. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when your mind races, worries pile up, and you just want to curl up under the covers and hide? We've all been there, but here's the thing. Our emotions are powerful, but they don't have to control us. We can learn to manage them, understand them, and even harness their energy for good. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a sense of emotional well-being. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, it all starts with noticing how you feel. Pay attention to those subtle shifts in your body. The tightness in your chest, the racing heart, the butterflies in your stomach. What triggers those feelings? Is it a certain person, situation, or even just a thought? Next, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that setbacks are a part of life, and they offer valuable lessons. Third, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Don't bottle them up. Exercise. Listen to music. Journal. Talk to a trusted friend or therapist, whatever helps you process and release those feelings in a constructive way. Think about it like this. Emotions are like waves. They come and go. Instead of fighting them, learn to ride the wave. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we appreciate can have a profound impact on our emotional well-being. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big and small. Finally, prioritize self-care. This isn't about being selfish, it's about recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Imagine this, you wake up feeling energized, ready to tackle the day with a positive mindset. You handle challenges with grace and resilience, knowing that you have the tools to navigate them. You feel connected to yourself and those around you, radiating warmth and empathy. That's the power of emotional well-being. Now, let's get real for a second. I remember one time when I was feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines and personal commitments. My mind felt like a tangled mess, and stress had become my unwelcome companion. I was snapping at people, neglecting my self-care, and running on empty. It took a major wake-up call to realize that I needed to prioritize my emotional well-being. I started practicing mindfulness meditation, journaling my thoughts and feelings, and making time for activities that brought me joy, like hiking in nature and listening to music. Slowly but surely, I felt the shift. My stress levels decreased, I was more patient and compassionate with myself and others, and I rediscovered a sense of calm and clarity. It wasn't a magic fix, but by making conscious choices to nurture my emotional well-being, I unlocked a whole new level of happiness and fulfillment. So, remember, taking care of your emotional well-being isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness, understanding, and self-compassion. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. Ready to take action? This week, challenge yourself to try one new thing that supports your emotional well-being. Maybe it's a daily gratitude practice, a mindful breathing exercise, or simply taking a few minutes each day to connect with nature. Share your experiences in the comments below. I can't wait to hear how you're prioritizing your emotional health. Keep shining bright, everyone. Until next time, keep those vibes high and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.